One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I know you love me.
Boom. All right. Timer just started. It's time to record, everyone.
It's game time, baby.
It's time to lock TFN.
Mikey Madison won Best Actress over Demi Moore.
Oh.
What?
She deserved
it. I know, but Demi was so good in Substance.
Yeah.
I'll get over it.
It's rigged.
Season.
Yeah. Oh, now you know when we're recording this. Oscar night. Let's all celebrate. What a great night. We're literally getting the winners as we're recording.
We are.
They're rolling in.
Everybody, take your pick for what you think best picture is going to be.
Wicked. Because the girlies love it.
Did they win? Did it's Wicked win Wicked. Anything?
I think nothing.
Well, the costume, no?
Oh, yes. But yeah.
Oh, that's like they felt bad. They're like, let's give them something.
That's the participation.
That was
really.
That was well deserved, though. It was well deserved.
It was. I just wish for you girls that won something of value.
Of value is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
I think we should. Why don't they have Oscars for podcasts? I think we'd win
you
one.
You know
they
what?
They do, and we won it. It's called the Webbies.
The Webbies. You know, Heath and I won the All American. What was it, Heath?
I don't even remember, but we did win something.
We won. We're like, oh my, what? Because we were getting all these like messages. We're like, what is it? And it was like called the American Awards or something.
Oh.
And we won.
We didn't even know.
Didn't even know. Yeah, we were up against big shows too.
Like who?
I know. Like
call
him
out.
You, Joe Rogan.
Yeah, we're up against like
call her mommy.
So,
you know, I won a shorty.
Did you for what?
It was like influencer.
You got influencer of the year.
It was something I don't know, but they had my picture up, but it wasn't even a picture of me. It was my brother.
Oh, your baby picture.
Yeah. So I had my baby picture as my Twitter picture, but I didn't know it was my brother.
Yes. You've talked about that, but you won an award?
Yeah. I don't know what, I forget what it was, but I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is insane.
Did you go to the show and like say a speech?
No, I didn't go to it.
I walked right into the CEO of Disney Channel. I said, I'm going to make history.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Debbie Ryan.
Who said that? Debbie Ryan. Damn, that's funny. You know she's married to one of the 21 pilots?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't. Which one?
The one that looks like me? Josh Dunn.
Mm-hmm. Somebody thought that I was him.
You guys kind of do look alike.
Oh, yeah, he got stopped at the store and was like...
I was at Target checking out.
Now
and
I have
the,
to look up Josh Dunn?
The girl, the cashier, she was looking at me. She goes, I'm so sorry. And like, obviously like...
You thought it was run
fast. I thought. Like, if somebody was to recognize me, it would be because of the podcast. So yeah. I'm like, she goes, I'm so sorry. I'm kind of freaking out right now. Are you? She goes, are you? And I was like,
Pussy.
You go, it's coffee time, baby.
She goes, are you? I'm like, from 21 Pilots? I was like, no. And it was so embarrassing because I was like, nice to meet you. And I literally... worst feeling in the world, but I was like, I'm not him. And she was like, you're lying. I was like, no, seriously. She was like, stop playing. I'm like, no, seriously, I wish that I was him. Like, I'm not
You do
him.
Look alike, especially if you were to have a backwards hat and like even the earrings. You have earrings, you know?
I do see it. I do see it.
Were you wearing your hats backward?
I wasn't.
Heath, you know what you got to start doing? Start taking advantage of such a rare situation, right? So when someone goes, are you Josh Dunn? Immediately go, just start banging fake drums. Just be like, okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Watch this.
Watch this.
No, what
make
I want.
Make them have this insane interaction where they go to their phone and make a whole video. Guys, I just saw Josh Dunn in the restaurant and or at the store and he is a weirdo.
I really want to, every time I get recognized for somebody that I'm not, I want to start saying yes and be a complete asshole so that then they go and be like, I just met the guy from 21 Pilots and he was the rudest. Imagine.
And then what do you do in that comment section? You're right, I was an asshole. And then it's your it's such a good story.
Gotcha.
But meanwhile, Zane will be an actual asshole because people will come up and be like, are you Zane? You can tell they're freaking out. And then he's just like, no.
I did so much cooler than that. I was like, wait.
No, I did it so much better.
I was like, hey, hi. No, how are you doing? No, wait, who? And they're like, Zane from the Fuzz, like, oh my, no, I've never heard of that, but I get that all the time.
Weird you say that, because
I was talking with them for maybe like 2.5 minutes, full conversations, like, oh my God, no, that's so crazy. Well, nice to meet you. You guys are so lovely. Well, yeah, all right, bye. But like, I'm just surprised.
You never corrected them
either? No, I never corrected them. And I do this all the time. It's just so fun for me. We're never going to see each other again. It's just funny to me because I also get offended. It's like, you don't know my baby, but you know me. You're not a fan. You don't know me well enough.
Or when they'll come up and be like, oh my God, you're from David Dobrik.
Oh, they just say David Dobrik.
Like it's a sitcom.
you're on Friends.
You're from David Dobrik.
Wait, I feel like I was with you recently and someone called you Scott.
Oh no, he got recognized. They go, oh my God, Scott, can I take a picture?
And I go, absolutely.
Tag me.
But have you been mistaken for other celebrities before?
Ryan Gosling.
Once though. Usually the guy from Pearl Harbor.
Josh Hartnett.
Not him. The other one.
Ben Affleck.
I don't get Ben Affleck.
That's the one I get the most, and I'm like oh, weird.
Yeah, I get that a lot. It's giving Love is Blind. Yeah, yeah, I get it a lot. I look like Megan.
People think I'm Ben Affleck. I don't know.
Do you guys get anybody?
I feel like my whole life I've never really gotten like a celebrity. If anything, when I had blonde hair, people would say Carrie Underwood or Kelly Clarkson. But like,
okay,
but
I don't know what their faces look like. I'm having a hard time.
You look like a mix between both of them.
See, I just feel like I never really look like anyone.
Nobody like.
No one tells me
that,
you look.
Not
like
that
someone.
They mistake you for the person.
Looking at your face,
they're just like.
But they,
you look familiar.
You have resemblance.
I feel
to
like
them.
When I had blonde hair and brown eyes, any like Kristen Cavallari, I would get that.
Oh,
every now and then.
Yeah, I can see the blonde hair, and brown eyes. Yeah.
But mm-hmm.
Have you?
Me, you're gonna roll your eyes. Not now, but back then when I was younger, I was thinner. I had longer hair. And no beard. I was like, they would say I look like, and I got this from a lot of people, so that's why I'm only saying this. They would say I look like Ashton Kutcher, but I feel like I didn't. I never saw Ashton Kutcher in myself, but lot
like
of people would say
show?
I did.
I'm imagining that photo of you in school for some reason. Like, I don't know if it was like a school, like a graduation, but it was black. You had black hair and it was like this.
Yeah.
And you had a clean face. I see it.
I think we have maybe the same like side eye and chin because we both have a square chin. So I think it like you take features, you're like, oh.
You have a similar face shape as him too.
Yeah, face shape, I would say.
Everybody says I look like Kiefer Sutherland.
Not what I was thinking.
I do see that a little bit.
I don't see it.
No, I don't see
Maybe
it.
Maybe in Rock of Ages era.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Yeah,
you have lived like many lives.
It's time, baby. Hit it!
Hey guys, what's up?
Oh,
sorry.
That didn't sound like you at all.
Whoa.
That sounded like somebody else.
Hey.
That's her real voice.
It just slipped.
Yeah.
My influencer.
Go ahead, room. Roomie.
Roomie.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm the Zane.
Okay, and I'm Heath.
And welcome back to another Basically Unfiltered episode, baby.
That's right.
All right. Let's get it.
I can't look at anybody the same anymore, especially you. I'm like seeing so many
You're
celebrities
seeing Ben
now.
Affleck? I know. I know.
I can't.
Can I get a photo?
Maybe later.
That is so funny.
Are we guys excited for our big RV trip?
You have no idea.
It's...
This feels like the equivalent, again, of like you guys going camping with me.
Yeah. Oh, this is like kind of your world again.
Up my alley.
Oh, see, this is a little more like glamping, so we're down.
Yeah,
it is. It's actually...
is there Wi-Fi in the bus?
There is.
Yeah,
three beds.
There's a generator, so there's power. There's a sink, a kitchen... Like,
no
full
pooping.
Fridge.
No pooping.
No poop yet.
Throw it out the window, guys. Throw it out the window.
Put it in the bag and toss it.
We got to do a little poopy bit on the RV.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Should we, like, decorate, too?
Well, we didn't even tell them that was literally so Disney Channel. Well, we didn't even tell them where we're going.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We didn't tell them where we're going. Can you guess where we're going?
Well, you had a couple acting gigs.
I did. Yes, so I did. I was all grownish. My line was cut.
There you go.
It was cut.
Hey, but we still get residuals.
We did.
That's crazy. Yeah, I saw that check. That's crazy.
Yes, we are going on a road trip in a couple days. We're driving all the way up to Monterey Aquarium.
Yeah, we're going all the way just for an aquarium.
Guys, I love this so much because it just feels like old YouTube where it's like, all of this is, it's like, why not? Let's just make good content. And it's so fun. And I love it.
Yeah.
How this came to be is, in case you guys didn't know, we have a Patreon. I'm sure you know, patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered. And last year we did a little Christmas giveaway where we all came up with our own prizes, big, fancy, schmancy prizes. And the people that won that came up with an idea that we were going to recreate or do for Patreon. And so we've done quite a few already. We did Zane and Heath trying on wedding dresses, which was really fun. We did, what have we done so far that they
The Ariel Silks. Yep. This is actually the third one we'll be doing.
Oh, this is the third one. Okay. Yeah. This one is we are getting high and going to an aquarium. Now, if you did not know, Alicia and I grew up in Southern California, and there is a beautiful aquarium here.
San Diego, right?
Long Beach Aquarium.
No, it's... Wait.
Aquarium of the Pacific.
You're thinking of SeaWorld.
Which one? That's down in San Diego?
That's San Diego, yeah.
Okay. Why'd you do that? Is that good?
They're canceled.
No way. I love SeaWorld.
Blackfish?
Oh, yeah. Fuck SeaWorld.
I've never been.
The aquarium, Long Beach Aquarium, is better. More educational. Less torturing animals, obviously. Mm. But... I've been to the Long Beach Aquarium 100 times in my life.
You have a season pass.
I did at one point. I don't anymore. But, you know, it's good. Don't get me wrong. It's good. But we live in California, and my dream has been to go to the Monterey Bay Aquarium, which is a mere 5 hours north from here, that they did base Finding Dory 2 on.
No way.
Yes.
Wait, Finding
my
Dory.
My name is Sigourney Weaver. Huh?
Finding Dory, right?
Finding Dory. Oh, yeah.
Not
what did I call it?
Two.
Yes, I'm sorry. Finding Dory. That aquarium that Sigourney Weaver is voicing is based on the Monterey Bay Aquarium. You guys, it is like the best aquarium on the West Coast. Georgia Aquarium's like the best in the world, apparently. So I wanted to go there, and I was like, let's do a road trip. And then while we're already doing that, let's get an RV and make Heath's dreams come true.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know this Monterey Aquarium was that iconic.
It's
truly
huge.
I mean, I've never been. All I know is at one point I was heavily considering having that be like Remy's birthday present for me to like fly her up there and surprise her with how much she's been wanting to go.
Truly, at least like 6 times in my life, it's been like midnight. I'm like, I could just drive to Monterey and get there by the morning and like go to the aquarium.
So that's why when we were talking about this, you were like, we can be in and out in an hour. And I was like, Remy, I love you to death, but we all know when you're at the penguins, nothing's going to be able to move you from the penguins until you want to move.
I can see you dress up as a penguin and just being out there with them.
The pest or the penguin.
Yeah.
You're in the middle.
We'll see.
And we're also incorporating one of our favorite movies. We're the Miller into it. We're all going to be dressing like
RV road trip in it.
Just a plain old family.
Good old family.
Driving through the city.
Have you guys
to watch it again?
We're going
to
be bringing some substances with us.
It literally
to travel.
Is the movie.
It's just like the movie.
Should we like recreate it?
We are recreating
it. We are. Who's going to be the kid, the guy? He was
the
so
one who
raps? The son. Yep, there we go.
He's like, wait. Fine, I'll do it.
Wait a second.
I love that movie. I haven't seen that in so long.
Have you seen what that kid looks like now?
No.
Handsome.
Oh, stud.
Redded.
Just like me.
People tell me I look like him.
His glow up is outrageous.
Like, wow. From Where the Millers to now is crazy.
Really? Yeah. I don't know what his name Watch is this. Either.
Sorry, I'm
just took a breath away.
You know what? Something like a little tan really did things for him. Will Poulter. Yes, I've heard of him.
Hey, a tan goes a long way.
It really does.
Dude.
No, that's not him. That's not him.
Let me see.
What?
He looks like a, what's that place? What's that store that's down the street on Ventura?
Buck Mason?
Buck Mason.
I was going to say like, Buck Mason.
Like a Buck Mason model.
Yep.
And that's a compliment. Buck Crazy. Mason models, they pick the best.
He's in the Marvel Universe. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most likely.
Have you guys been in an RV, though?
For a short period of time. This will probably be my longest that I've been in an RV, I think.
Okay. I actually don't think I have.
Have you been in one?
I grew up camping, and all of the families in my neighborhood would bring an RV. We would sleep in a tent, but I would be so excited to like go in my friends' RVs and like sit in the cubby above the driver, play Uno, all the things.
We should bring board games.
Absolutely.
You guys are going to have so much fun in the back while I'm driving for 5 hours.
Hey, but guess what? That's only 5 hours.
No, it's okay.
Let me draw the board.
You and the road.
You're going to love it. You're gonna be on cloud nine.
They need to know about the RV rules. I didn't know that there were like rules for things.
Yes. So I've been planning the trip because there's other like excursions that we want to hit along the way. Like we want to go to Big Sur. We want to go to the Redwoods and things like that. And
I know
I was looking at getting like a really big, like 40 foot RV that has like, it's like an apartment on wheels. But there are restrictions on certain roads like Big Sur.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We can't go that big. So the limit is 25 feet.
Is that because the roads are small?
Yeah, tighter turns, things like that.
Yeah, so they're pretty windy, like and kind of on the cliff. Like,
imagine we get a 50 foot edge. And we're trying to turn.
Yeah. It's like.
Also like weight limits and things like that for what the roads can handle. So
Remy, you got to pack light.
We're going for the biggest.
Three suitcases for one night.
That'd be funny for the bit.
I thought they were talking about my weight for a second.
No.
Remy! He said weight limit, you go, Remy.
No, I said pack light.
So we're going for the biggest. It's the 25 feet for the excursions that we want to be able to hit.
Okay.
Sweet. Which is still a really good size RV.
Yeah.
You're still going to have a kitchen. You're still going to have like the couch and the table and the bedroom.
Remy, please cook.
I'm cooking.
On the RV while it's driving.
Really
I'm
fun. Cooking.
Wait, can you cook while it's driving?
Wait.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? Like a cook-off. Like we should like bring, like everybody has to cook a dish and we like see who makes the best dish. That'd be really good.
The thing is that it's going to be one at a time and it's going to take so long for everybody to cook dish, right?
They just don't want to cook.
So small.
No. The problem is it's just going to be our Friendsgiving all over again because we know there's no way we can win against you guys. So then we don't
want
to try.
And also, do you want the whole RV smell like fish sticks? You tell me.
Tempt me with a good time.
Oh, and I'll make it the stinkiest food. Because if I'm not first, I'm going to be last first place. You know what I mean? I'm going to be at the bottom. I'm going to do everything I can. Yes. I'm going to be the best at something.
Okay, then I'll cook. I'll cook some like fun campy.
No, we can also.
I'm good with just like Totino's pizza rolls.
Yes,
in the
I would do some microwave nachos.
That's what I want.
I was thinking you're gonna make some of like your fancy food, like the lettuce wraps, maybe a filet mignon.
You just got mm-hmm. her as a private chef.
I know. She did come over. She cooked me a whole four course mm-hmm. breakfast wow. to dinner. Packed food action.
Yeah, that's exactly what mm-hmm. her video was.
Yeah, no,
call
she
it.
Came over. She made me a ton of food. It was amazing. She filmed it all for her channel.
Check it out.
And she pretty much meal prepped me for the week.
I did.
It was great.
That was very nice.
Thank you so much. I want to do you guys next, but I know obviously the wedding, you guys are still going to come down. So I'll get there eventually.
Hey, cool. Maybe money bag pasta.
Oh, I just learned how to make fresh pasta. I took a pasta making class.
I can't.
Whoa.
It was really fun. It was at this Italian woman's house.
Okay, and legit.
No, she was so sweet. Did you guys know about the, we'll get back to the food in a second, but did you guys know about the green card lottery? Did you know that?
That's a thing.
What's that? I didn't know that's a thing. I was talking to her, and I guess in America.
Like citizenship green
card? Yeah. Like she was telling me that like a specific amount, like depending on the country in America, every year they give an X amount of, like they do an actual lottery for people that submit and then win their green card or get their green cards.
Right.
So she was from Sardinia
okay.
in Italy. And she was telling us all about like her life and like moving back and forth. And at one point she was here and then she had to go home because the visa was up. And then she found out that her husband actually won the green card lottery. So she and her husband were given green cards.
Wow.
What? I'm the chance of that?
I know.
I wonder about like out of how many people.
I know.
I'm sure millions, honestly.
That's insane.
I guess. And so like, specific countries are given like X amount, but I just thought that was so crazy. It's like she lived here for 12 years now.
It's wild because you never would have met her. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I know. And she's teaching how to make pasta. Yeah, but I learned like a really cool Sardinian, I think that's how you say it, like a dish, a pasta dish that's like very local to Sardinia. So I got to make that. I didn't even know about Sardinia. It was really cool.
Do you have all the equipment now to make
only sardines?
Yeah, nice. I was wondering. I was like, are sardines in
I hope it's called Sardinia. Is that right? Am I saying that?
Yeah,
right?
No, okay. But like the meal is just sardines.
Yum.
Does fish. Visa have anything to do with like Visa credit card?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, yeah.
Because I didn't know if it was something like the whole Michelin star restaurants is literally just because of Michelin tires.
Yeah, that is really crazy when I found that out. Did you know
that? Wow. Maybe I heard it before, but I'm shocked again.
Like,
that's crazy.
So Michelin had like a pamphlet of places to go while you're on the road, like good restaurants and things like that. So it was an honor to get your restaurant in a Michelin pamphlet. So they would give it like stars for how worth it was to drive to. So if it was like a 1 star, it was like it's worth driving this far. 2 stars worth driving this far. And they wanted to get people to drive more, to use more tires.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Wow.
So it was just like a whole thing for a tire company to get people on the road to get more
That's
tires.
So crazy.
When you think of Michelin star restaurant, I do not see the Michelin like tire Man. Guy. Yes.
Yeah.
The
you don't
little
think
white
about
fluffy
it.
Guy.
The white guy.
Yeah.
But that's how we all heard Michelin first was the tire guy. But you just don't when I see Michelin star, like when I see written out, it's like so Beautiful. Fancy. It's not in that Michelin thick ass like brand font. It's so crazy.
Do you think that they've like separated the two a bit now, or is it still like very much?
I think people have separated it by now.
I don't think they put them together.
I feel like it's more of a like, did you know?
But does the brand separate the two? Like, do you think there's two fully different sectors, or like, do you think it's all still like?
I don't see the brand talking about it ever. But I think it's like so cool that they don't even need to talk about it. It's like this.
Yeah,
this little.
I'm sure there's like probably like a sector within Michelin, the company that handles like rating restaurants and things like that. But that's really cool.
You know what's interesting though is like when you think of a 5-star Michelin, 3-star Michelin, whatever restaurant, you think of like the fanciest, most expensive, like really like crazy. They're serving you like foam on a spoon restaurant.
That's what I thought Michelin star restaurants were.
But there are some, like there, I know there's like a Peking duck restaurant that has, I think like 3 Michelin stars, and it's like a $7 meal, but it's like, you just
yeah, it one doesn't of necessarily
you have
mean
to
expensive.
Go to yeah before you die.
I wonder if like once you receive that Michelin star, you just like bump up your rate or bump up your prices.
Can't they get rid of it?
I forget. You can lose stars. It.
When you bump up prices?
No. Just like in general, you can like, I think, I'm not sure if it's like a reapplication thing or if it's like after a certain amount of time you lose it or like if you do something bad, you lose it.
Like you get like a star for the year or something maybe.
Yeah, because what if you like randomly get new ownership or it gets like a bad rating?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes, I started with Alicia. And so what I'll do is basically just like pick someone in my life and then I'll go be their private chef for the whole day and they can order or, you know, ask request for whatever they want. And normally I'm able to come at like 7 a.m. and I make fresh juices or I do breakfast. But
the diva wanted to sleep
the
in.
The diva wanted.
It was like having. It was like literally having like a housewife. Like I woke up, she was like, "Hi, good morning." I'd eat and then I'd go work out. Come back, she's still in the kitchen.
My feet hurt. I was on my feet.
Still in working the kitchen. Overtime.
Working
the
overtime.
Whole time in the kitchen.
But we made some really good meals. He told me that he's working on a little protein.
I wanted a high protein. I honestly wanted like all the really good shit, but in my head I was like, let me just.
Keep it clean,
make it healthy. And she did. She made me these like Greek yogurt frozen bars. I had like chocolate chips and strawberries in it. They were great. She made me what was it? Lettuce cups?
I did like a ground turkey. Because every time we eat lunch here, he's always having like ground turkey, rice, and like vegetables. I was like, I'm going to do that, but make it more fun. So I did like a little Cheesecake Factory lettuce cup.
It was really good. She made like shrimp fried rice, but the fried rice was healthy.
I pay attention. Cancun, he loved the fried rice. I said, let me make that. But I supplemented half the rice with broccoli rice.
Oh.
And it tasted just as
good.
High
volume eating, people. High
just
fiber.
As good. She also made me egg frittata like cups or no egg bites
yeah sous vide. Good job.
Yeah,
I did a sous vide actually.
I didn't know Heath, those egg bites are like made out of 50% cottage cheese.
Not
did you know
always.
That
I do that though because it's higher protein. That's
well,
what you want.
I found out that in the ones that they have at Starbucks and all is also cottage cheese. I had no idea because I looked
it
up.
It's
after.
So like
it's
cheesy
so fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's like the secret ingredient to like keep it like together
and it's not like horrible for you. So
yeah, because I was eating, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. She's like, it's made out of cottage.
He spit it everywhere.
Because you like think about it. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But it like tasted good.
I've never liked cottage cheese, but I know it's like such a bigger thing now because people are like, it's so healthy. But I never thought, like egg bites are always so.
It's textural though. Like what I'll do is I'll put it in the food processor and blend it till it's smooth. And then you can put it in like pasta sauce. Like you can mix it with like red sauce and makes pink sauce, but it's got high protein now, or like egg bites or
like a so stuffed
it's less
shell.
Like clumpy.
A stuffed shell. Yes.
When we do a video, I want to be your sous chef.
Oh my God. I love
it. Oh my God. Fine. You can cook for us.
I saw someone on Patreon asked for us to do the, it was like the blind deaf or something cooking.
Yes. The thing, blind deaf and
you like lose a sense. And you have to cook, I'm assuming?
It's blind, deaf, and mute.
One person's blindfolded.
If you're mixing, you'll be blindfolded. And I'm like, okay, stir it to your right. Like, I can tell you, but I see what's going on, but I can't use my hands, so I like, can't be involved. It's actually, a lot of people do the challenge. It's really funny.
Okay.
Okay, maybe we'll do that, but with nothing with a burner or, like, a stove, just because I'm a little nervous for you guys. But that sounds fun.
Do you not trust me with my eyes?
Yeah, or me with my, you give me all senses, still bad. I'm allowed to use all my senses.
Wait, that's actually really funny. We should take...
Wait, the three of you lose a sense, but I have all senses.
She loses one, he loses two, I lose three. You get all, and we still have to taste it at the end and see.
That's funny.
That's funny.
I still like lose horribly.
That's funny.
That would be fun.
Okay, but we are really excited for our RV.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And then what else happened recently? Oh, Alicia went to church with me and Mariah today. Oh.
I didn't know you were a church girl.
I did.
If and
I
was reader, a church girl. Bible.
So how did that? Church so how did this happen? Did you hit up Heath and go like, "I really want to go to church today," or was Heath like, "You want to go to church?" Like,
Heath
how did
was
it
like,
happen?
Well, Heath and Mariah said that they like had got finally found a church that they kind of like, and I was like, "Oh my god, I would love to go sometime." And then you know, like when people invite you and then you like never go. And then I was traveling a lot, and I kept being like, "No, I really do. Like, I actually do." And then it never worked out. And then like a year later, finally I was like, no, I really do want to. So I went. It was a great first sermon to hear.
She burnt up to a crisp so, walking literally, in.
One step in. Oh my.
What happened was, I don't know if you remember, but you came up to Mariah and I at the wedding. We had a nice little heart to talk.
If you remember,
you're blacked out.
No,
Yeah,
say something nice to Heath and Mariah.
Okay,
I do remember.
I need to see him.
But yeah, we had a really nice heart-to-heart after the wedding.
And Zane actually got photos. And it's funny because at one point... Ryan sent me some of us that you were in. And then Zane sent me some when I like cornered Mariah.
Oh,
like,
that was you talking about the church?
The church.
The church.
We were just having a heart to heart. And it's just funny, like looking at it, like I know she loved the convo we were having, but from the photos, it looks like she's like, when can I fucking get away? Like,
she was probably overstimulated for sure.
No. She loved it.
No, I'm saying just like from the whole day in general.
I remember at this moment, so right before you came up, one of my buddies, Thomas, was talking to me and he's looking at me. He's like, are you okay?
Fuck, I'm so sorry.
No. It was the end of the night, so I was, like, exhausted. I was, like, beet red, and, like, even one of my good friends was like, are you okay? I was like, I'm so good. We were just exhausted. So if we looked tired or annoyed or frustrated, it was just, like, a long day.
It's overstimulating.
Both you guys teared up. I have beautiful words.
But, yes, it was a really, really nice heart-to-heart, and I said when we go to church next, we would love to have you come with us.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
So Sunday came and I was like, hey, we're going to be going if you want to come with us. And Alicia and Ashley and Jackson came with as well. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you invite somebody to go to like one of your favorite restaurants.
A little vulnerable.
It's a lot. You want it to be good. There's a lot of pressure
high stakes,
on it. Somebody's coming to something for the first time. You're like, this has to.
And you've only been to this church once?
No, I've been... A lot of times.
Okay.
But I was just like, you know, you get somebody to come with you for the first time, you're like, you hope it's going to be good. Like,
yeah,
everything, you know, things can change, right? So we walk in, they show up, we go, and the pastor's like, before we start, this is going to be a rated MA.
Not mature, rated MA.
service today. And I was like, oh no, what is this?
Remix.
So immediately I'm like, oh gosh. The entire time it's about pornography, sexual immorality, all sorts. And it is an hour and a half of this. And it's so funny because like, it was just an uncomfortable feeling. You know what I mean? There's children that are getting up and walking out. It's just
Why did they do the service then? If like, they know there's like kids there too.
Well, there's also like the youth like service for them to go to. So it was just kind of like parents bring their kids to church.
He's no. I know. I'm just surprised that they should have made an announcement for the kids to like.
This was.
They did in the beginning.
Oh, they did.
This was going to be rated M.
God. Yeah. Oh, God. I got it.
I loved going to adult service. I felt like a big kid. I was usually like, pastors are like stripping,
like, a little dirty. But basically, it was just like the whole thing was about like pornography, sexual immorality, whatever. And then he goes into like, guys, you know, guys typically go for like visual pornography, things like that. And then he said, women tend to read books that are dirty books and, you know,
me and my
50 Shades of Grey.
You're smart.
And the whole time, Mariah and I are like just thinking about Alicia's smut book. And I was like,
love them dirty, but you were burning up in church. So you're like, oh my God, he sees me.
I was like, I mean, when you put it that way,
it's just words on a page.
Alicia.
I was like,
the priest goes,
priest.
Right to Alicia.
It was so funny because it was just like,
so are you guys like when as soon as he gets to the read, like the smart.
No, this is how it goes. So he says the mature, he's like, if you saw the brochure, and I'm like, I never look at the fucking brochure. I always just like, thank you. I try not to grab it, but if they give me one, I'm like, okay. Cause I hate wasting it. You know, it's just gonna, you know. But then he says that, so I'm like, I look under my chair to find my brochure. I open it up, Jesus and sex. I go, oh!
In big, bold letters.
Big, bold, beautiful, italicized letters. And I was like, oh, this is so funny, though, because my whole life growing up, I was in usually your shoes where I'm like, I'll have people come or whatever. And of course, every time you bring someone, the worst.
It's just like weird.
Or it's like a substitute pastor and like they're not good. And you're like, I swear it's normally
funny.
Or
it's like a video playing.
Yes. Oh my God. No, like I know. So the whole time I was so chill. So like, please do not be like, feel any way at all.
Are you guys giggling through this? Intense. Or is this very like, you're not. Serious.
Oh, I'm okay.
It's just a very intense first one for her to come to.
Yeah. I literally have said, I was like, oh, a funny Patreon video would be you guys reading ASMR smut.
We were planning
smut.
On reading smut for a video, and Alicia was like, I can't believe I was going to ask him to do that.
I'm
guessing we're not doing smut now after that service.
Yeah, wait, what's our take on smut after the service now?
Well, okay, so it is interesting because like I've always, I don't know, people will think I'm crazy. I think pornography is a huge issue.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Especially the access that everybody has, especially children.
Like, yeah, we're all against it with like younger, but what about if you're like 18 years of age and you...
I still think it's very bad for you and very detrimental.
Okay.
I also think it's certain... I hate saying certain people, maybe that's the wrong wording, but like I've had girlfriends who like their partner struggles with it so much that they can't even like have sex together because of that.
Because it puts the...
It's so unrealistic.
Yeah, the dopamine and all that stuff. Yeah. So like, I feel like I don't want to be like, oh, it bothers some people, not other people. But
I think it can hurt your partner in the long run. Yeah. Things like that. Yeah.
We're talking about visual porn. Or are you talking about smut books as well?
Well, I've never read a smut book, so I don't know exactly what it's like. But what I would imagine.
It makes you feel warm and fuzzy.
To me, they're too weird.
I don't know how intense they are or anything like that. I think if you're substituting anything like that instead of your partner, like I see it more of like a smut book, like if you're single, things like that. But if that's where you're going to for like gratification in that sense in a relationship instead of your person, I think that's where it can be harmful. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, yeah, sense. Like the friends I was mentioning, like they struggled so much because they were just like he never wants to.
Right, right.
And it's so hard to like try and then he's not into it. And then I find him like on the computer and then it's just like, obviously he doesn't want to be doing all of that. He'd rather be with his partner.
A lot of people are like addicted to it though. Like, yeah. It can be very, very bad.
And I was sitting there and I was like, nope, not me. Don't worry, God. I'm so good. And then he says smut books. I said, I just finished. ACOTAR and Fourth Wing. And I was like,
she said, save me.
And then the next worship song, I was like, hands up in the air.
And then she went home. She went.
Anyways, what chapter, page am I at again? Chapter 52.
Page 69.
I will say one thing I like, though, is he said it really does come down to intention. Like, because you can watch a movie that has crazy sex scenes or something, or it's like, you know, there's like incest and crazy shit.
Yeah, if your intent is to have that.
Yeah. Your intent is to figure out, are the fairies going to save the world? Then it's totally fine.
Yeah. I think if it's like if fictional creatures, sure. Yeah. Let also, the fairies bang.
Who am I to say anything about anybody or anything like that? Like, but.
To each their own.
Yeah.
But it's like interesting.
But
combos.
I do, like, look, I do agree with you on it should, there should be a level of like a more difficult access to it. The fact that you could just type it in your browser and you go right to it, that's kind of crazy. I'm surprised there's no level of, not security. It's more just like,
yes,
harder to get there for kids.
Well, that's what,
you know
they
what
were,
I mean?
That one, another thing they said that I really liked was, like back in the day, you would have to go to, you know, a movie store. You'd have to get a magazine.
That's true. Yeah. You couldn't get a magazine.
You had to be 18 or older
to
like get it.
You get it from your parents if they happen to have a Playboy or something like that. Where like now, 9-year-olds, if they have a smartphone, like my Reels.
What's up with your Reels?
Stop.
You can just see it everywhere.
It comes up, and if it comes up and it catches your eye, you're just like, what the fuck? Like, and even if you're watching it with a what the fuck
the algorithm's like, you like
the
it.
The algorithm is like, she
watches
it.
She loves it.
Push it.
Or you're sharing it to a friend because you're like, look what just popped up on my feed. And it thinks now, oh, we got to send more of this.
It's like when you're looking, you're like, you know what I mean?
You're just mesmerized. You're like, I cannot believe this just popped up on my
page. But you can't look away. Yeah.
I think the access to it for children is really, really bad.
Yeah, no, that's a big problem,
so
for
on
sure.
The, on
yeah.
the way home, me, Ash, and Jackson were talking about like, we were like, okay, it is an interesting take to think of like how you want to raise your kids. Do you give them smartphones? But then you also don't want them being like weird and outcast from their friends who do have smartphones. And it's like,
I'd rather them outcast.
Like,
sorry.
You know, like, but it's hard and it's awkward.
I'd rather them outcast. I don't think it's the most important thing. I survived without it until I was like, senior year in high. It's fine.
But
it's
like,
fine.
We didn't have it.
Not senior year. Sorry.
It like wasn't a thing.
Ninth grade.
My first phone had Snake on it. Like there wasn't like, so then it's just so weird.
So do these phones.
We've done it and we know it can be done. We've done it, and we know that you can survive without one.
Yeah, but I felt so left out when my friends had cell phones and I didn't, and that wasn't even like...
That was just texting.
Like if I had a Firefly and like all my friends had iPhones, I'd be so embarrassed. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's just so... And then it's like, well, do you raise your kids with super strict and then they just rebel and do it anyway, or like do you like let them it's just so
that's
weird.
That's interesting
like
too
sleepovers,
they're gonna
sleep
like with their friends
because you know like I know people that had really really strict parents where like they were so on top of their shit where they couldn't even use their phone
they're bad now
but, or they're like rebellious and then they turn really bad.
My parents had parental lock on the TVs, computers,
really?
Everything. Yeah.
See, one thing I loved was my parents never had like, when you're 13, this you can date, or like when you're 16 or 8, like it was very like, okay, well, why do you want? I remember the first time I was like, I want a boyfriend. My mom was like, well, okay, why? Like, tell me why. And I was like, I had to kind of like explain it, and it had to like feel, I had to seem like I was like capable and ready and stuff. So I did really like that. Versus my friends who are like, you can't date till you're 16. Then of course they're like hooking up with their boyfriend when they're 14. You know what I mean?
Right.
So. Getting older is so weird because then you start thinking of your own kids and you're like, well, just because I did that, I don't want them to do that.
I
don't want to be.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Did you guys see that California just passed a law where if you are a parent and you have a kid and you put your kid in your content, so this mostly applies to family vloggers, but if you put your kids in your content, I think it's like 10 or 15% of the revenue that you make, whether it's an ad or AdSense or something, needs to go into a fund for your kids.
Love that.
Oh, good.
Yes, love
they
that.
They just passed that. But now a lot of family vloggers are suddenly moving.
Oh,
to
that's
other
so
states.
Because I keep getting people saying that I'm moving to Nashville so I can exploit my children filming. I'm
no
like,
way.
What the?
There a lot are specifically moving to Tennessee.
Yeah, he doesn't even film. What do you mean? What do you mean he's moving?
I'm like, oh my god,
he barely fails. He barely fails me. What you talking about?
Crazy.
Jordan actually just lost his mind at like how untrue.
My plan to move to Tennessee for 5 years is now all of a sudden to
be the new Ruby Frank. What's her name?
Oh
yeah,
is that
yeah,
the girl
yeah.
who's crazy?
Yeah,
the
they did. Hulu documentary just came out on her.
I need to watch that.
I'm gonna watch
it
too.
So sorry. God, I know you love me, but fuck that bitch.
That's awful.
I can't
awful.
Believe that raw horrible. Footage is insane.
All of it together. I'm just like, there needs to be laws. And like the way that we saw every single Disney like child star grow up and be like, have so many issues and have no money because their parents stole it all. Like,
yes.
this is the same thing happening.
The laws need to, they need to come up quick with like strict fucking shit with that.
Watching the kids disassociate while like on camera, like being forced to like, film and say these things.
It's so confusing.
It's so sad.
I saw a little clip of that lady. I haven't watched the whole full documentary yet, but like her directing her kid how to act on camera, like do it again, but do this.
Like you need to cry. Like
no, you
have
to
cry.
Like you need to enjoy it.
You need to look
sad. Imagine being the kid, like actually imagine and having no say or cut in the edit, and then like being in trouble and like, oh my God, crazy. I'm so sorry. Like it, I would murder. I'm sorry. I would murder.
Murder. Death to all
death,
of them.
Yeah.
To all
of
you.
Do you it's guys so think sad. You'll put your kids in content at all? Or like at least on online at all?
So say we have kids and like, I am still doing YouTube. I really don't know. Mm-hmm. What my content would not be with them. It would be like, today I'm building a treehouse
yes.
for my kid and it's just me building the treehouse, not like them to like play in or whatever, but it would be for like me enjoying the build because I like building cars. I like things like that. So it
the
would be like
picnic
stuff
table.
Like that. Like it would just be like me building something for them to enjoy. And you don't even see that part of it. It would just be the build process and like how I do something.
There's a way. We all know there's a way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, like it just, you just don't abuse them off and on camera.
Yeah,
it's as simple as that.
They're gonna be what I'm making them for lunch. Me packing my diaper bag. Stroller must have.
It would be your
stroller must have.
It would be like stuff that you are doing as a mother.
As a mother, because
but not
it's my life.
Them.
But no, they're not.
Yeah,
gonna,
that's what I mean. Like, no.
But I love that rule. I love that the 15% goes up. It makes 100% sense.
It should be more though.
Yeah.
Like it depends on what your if your content is all like based like around that kid.
Like if you're doing like Ryan's toy review,
that's
100% that kid's money.
And you know what I think it is at this point.
I will say shout out to those parents. I've never talked to them, but one time we were at a creator YouTube summit, and you guys may have been there, which is funny. But I remember there was like an open Q&A and his mom and dad stood up and talked to like the head of YouTube and was like, you need child laws.
Like
thank
something to
God
protect
we're
them.
Good parents, but like other kids do not have good support systems around them. So I always think of them when
good.
I hear
oh,
his
that's
name.
Good.
I remember what YouTube did at one point was like they turned comments like creators. Like there's a girl named Haley Pham.
Yes.
Who she's married to
Ryan Trahan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so she was vlogging. She's like, she was a YouTuber, but she was 17. And so they implemented this thing where if you're under 18, no comments, which I was like, I don't even know if that's like, I guess it's helping a little bit.
I like that.
You do like that?
It was just sucks for her because she's 17 and she's like used to her community.
That's
and
the thing
then
where I was like, I felt badly
she had
for
to wait
her
a year for more comments.
Oh, yeah. She already had a community and then they turned it off.
Yeah. And then it was like, she couldn't have comments until she turned 18. But I do guess.
Honestly, they should raise it to
like
32. I would love that.
You could just turn them off.
But then like that also reminds me, like, there's a lot of other people that film like their young kids and the shares and saves
that,
on things.
I was
like,
talking, mm-hmm. I don't know if you know Nara Smith, but she's really big in like the cooking with the voice, the slow voice. But she was at, when I was in Dubai for that summit, she was there and we were talking and she was saying how randomly she found a video of her child that she had never posted. So it was like from the inside, which sucks. And the amount of shares were like hundreds.
It's like,
if
why
not
are you
thousands.
Sharing it? What are you saving
she's
it?
Like,
what are you
what
doing?
What are you do? What are you do? Like, this is so fucked. Like, it's so. So then she was like, "I will never show anything like that."
Sexual immorality.
Ooh, sexual like immorality. Wow, I sound like Mariah.
It is. It is crazy. How,
I'm hanging
how
out
many,
with you guys
like,
way too much. It's bad.
I start saying banging now.
Really?
I say banging.
Banging.
Yeah. Bangin'.
Somebody else said something that Mariah says too.
Enough.
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 Yes.
That's so good. I say this a lot. I'm sick.
Sick.
I'm sick.
Very good.
I'm sick. Very good.
You guys need to pick up on ours now.
Yeah. What? Wait, wait. Oh my God. Yeah.
If you have them.
No, I already did. The amount of times I say iconic now.
Oh, yeah.
Is insane.
Oh, yeah. I say king, queen.
Queen.
You picked up that tracks.
That's right. Yes. Who you said that? That tracks. Yeah.
That tracks.
Very good, Heath. Very good.
That's so subtle, you know?
Yeah, it's very subtle.
Wait, you guys. Is this our 1 year anniversary?
That's what
this episode?
No, it's not.
It was March.
Oh, wait, it's the 50th. Yeah, it is.
I think it might be March 12th. What was our first
episode? Well, no, just look up the number. Is
it would
the
be
50th?
52.
Do we just put the 50th up?
I think we just put the 49th up.
Oh, okay.
We're getting close.
Next
this
one
is 51st. This is the 51st episode.
Okay, next week.
Yeah.
What did we talk about recently? Sierra Mist? Is that the one that-
Starry.
Yeah, that is
Starry now
because they let their trademark slide and someone bought it.
That's insane.
They changed their name to Starry.
Someone just random bought it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I didn't think it was that simple where like anybody could just be like, I'll take it and you're done. Your whole business is just done. You have to change your... Imagine being the person that took Sierra Mist and you just have it and you're seeing all these bottles change.
Someone got fired.
I bet, but like, would you laugh at it or would you feel so bad?
I'd be so upset.
Being the person that took it.
Well,
like
she, the girl who took Sierra Mist, her name wasn't even with, it wasn't even with an S, it was with a C, and they tried to send her a cease and desist. Then she happened to check, and the trademark was open.
Get the
so
fuck out.
So she said,
out.
Fuck you.
Oh.
I believe, allegedly, I'm taking it. And then it was like a Uno reverse card. Ah. It was a little bit of a like, you're trying to, because her name was Sierra Mist, but it had with a C. So they're like,
but that's her actual last name.
Imagine being Sierra Mist, the woman, and going on to the trademark company and seeing Sierra Mist with an S
open.
Imagine the disbelief.
The
and
rush.
Like the whole thought process that went through her mind when that happened.
You know, she didn't even call anybody. She quickly bought it and then told everybody. Oh.
But then it's weird because like then, as I just said, there's that period where people can fight it. I'm so shocked why they weren't able to.
I wonder if they tried to like buy it. Like if she like grabbed it real quick to try to like sell it back to them.
Well, the whole thing was she was like, I'm not giving it.
You know what? She could have gotten a lot. Imagine how much it would have paid for that name back.
Yeah.
Could she come out with Sierra Mist now since she has the... Or is it not allowed because it's already...
Maybe not beverages. I have no idea.
You're
this is why we're not lawyers.
I'll let you know. I think she should come up with a kombucha. Or...
Kombucha.
Sierra Mist. What does that sound... It sounds like an energy drink.
Or like a facial spray.
I was thinking, yeah.
But it reminds me of those people that live in like a city that they're trying to build a freeway at. And everybody, where they try to like buy your homes, like the government will like give you money for your home because they want to put a road there. And then there's like that one person that says no. And then the highway just goes around
the house.
And it's just right in the middle. Like you have to feel really good, like saying no, shutting it down. But then as soon as that highway is built and people are flying by your house,
you're just like, damn,
I messed up.
Yeah. I saw one recently where the guy was like, I do regret not doing it.
And then when you move, now
you'll
you're moving
never
for
sell
no,
that house.
You, now
also,
nobody
no
will
one's
buy that.
Buying it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And people will like not sell their homes, and they'll build stuff around it and like above it, and it's just like
you're fucked.
They offer a lot of money too to get you to sell it, and they probably were expecting it to keep going up. They're like, I'm gonna play this game, and then they didn't, and then they were like,
Maybe that was Sierra Mist, where they were like, you know what? We don't care. We're just going to change our branding.
Yeah, maybe they just wanted to change it anyways.
Yeah, maybe it was like a, you know what? We need a refresh.
I don't know. I love Sierra Mist. Is so
good. Sierra Mist.
It's Sierra Mist. Just hits.
Sierra Mist.
It's crispy.
Nothing is better than Fresca, though.
I haven't seen Fresca in
a
long time.
Fresca. Costco.
Fresca.
They still have it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why don't I see it anywhere
so
ever?
Good.
A lot of people used Fresca for their Fresca for their Mormon mom sodas.
Yeah.
Mormon mom.
Has Fresca always been a sparkling water?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Because I remembered it being a soda with like sugar and
everything.
It is a soda. It's like colored, like orange.
Yeah, it is a soda.
I just bought it recently and it's sparkling water and there's zero calories, zero sugar.
You must have gotten like the sparkling water edition. It's always been a soda.
I'm thinking of the bright orange one.
So I just had it and I was trying to, they only had this version and it's like sparkling.
I'm seeing a lot of sparkling water, soda water.
I think they changed it.
I remember it being like pixelated, like squares.
Yes, you're thinking of this. Yep. I'm thinking of this.
Yep, that's what it looked like.
We're thinking of this one.
Yeah.
In the bottle.
Okay, rebrand.
Yeah.
They rebranded to be like LaCroix-ish.
Mm-hmm. This is that OG Fresca.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I don't remember that
was, that was
one.
The first one I remember. It's pretty much like 7-Up, right?
Yeah.
That's what it
but
is.
But like a little sweeter.
Yeah.
A little more flavor.
Lemon lime.
Lemon, yeah.
Lemon lime.
So good.
You know what I like? I like a squirt.
Oh, a god. I love a good squirt.
Grapefruit.
Squirt that in my grape soda, orange soda. Mouth. I liked all that. Ooh.
Mouth.
It's a bold name though.
Squirt?
Squirt.
It is. It's risque.
Oh. Oh my god. Wait, let's see.
Wait, don't say it yet. Don't say it. Wait, who won?
Guess.
Wicked.
No.
The substance.
No.
No.
Do you guys want the full winners? Yeah. It's over.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, start from the bottom and then work your way to the top, if that makes sense. Like, end at best picture.
Okay, best original score. Do we want the nominees also or just go straight into it?
Go straight into it.
Okay, the best original score went to The Brutalist.
Okay, I actually want to watch that movie.
Who's in that?
That
one guy with a face with the black hair. Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody.
Yes, yeah. That's the guy with the black hair. That's what I was thinking.
I'll be listening for the scoring in that one.
Best visual effects.
Wicked.
Dune Part 2.
I haven't seen that yet.
Not Wicked.
It's good.
You haven't seen it?
Mm-mm. Did you see the first one?
We should do a movie night. Lisa, no,
I did, but like it was really long.
Wow. Best sound. The nominees, The Wild Robot, Wicked, Emilia Perez, A Complete Unknown, Dune Part 2. Dune Part 2.
Dune
won.
Part 2.
Over for sound? Wicked? Isn't the whole movie?
But like,
that's how good it is.
Wow, wow, wow.
Okay.
Boom, boom, boom,
boom.
Hans Zimmer did the composing.
Okay, best sound. You got it.
Okay. The best documentary feature went to a documentary called No Other Land by Basil Audra, Hamdan Bilal, Yuval Abraham, and Rachel Zor. And Cal has been texting me because we...
Is that the Palestine documentary?
We've been recording. Good. He said that Palestinian documentary wins best documentary. This is amazing. Everyone applauded their speech about ending ethnic cleansing. Their speech is
beautiful.
So good. Fuck, I love it. Genuinely
love
beautiful.
That.
And they're not playing them off either. They let them
go. Oh, great.
Best original song. Oh, no, Wicked. Okay, we're fine. We're fine. The song went to Emilia Perez.
Which song?
El Mal. Do you think that's the one that's man to a woman?
There's
woman.
No way.
Okay.
I don't know. It was kind of catchy.
That song was not good.
The other options. Oh, there was another song for Emilia Perez. There was a song from Sing Sing. The 6888
Wait, the Sing
and Elton
Sing?
John.
Wait, Sing Sing, the pig movie?
Wait, Sing 2.
Sing.
Sing.
Oh.
No, hey, those are good movies.
I'm like, wait, that was in the Oscar list? Holy shit.
Oh my God. You know what I heard about that recently? About the Sing movies, and I'm thinking of that because there's a song from Elton John that was on this. The reason why Taron Egerton got cast as Elton John in Rocket Man is because he sang as the pig in Sing, an Elton John song. And Elton John was like, wait,
no
him.
Way.
Wow.
That's what Cal told me.
That's
and I actually
iconic.
Don't even know if he's the pig.
Really cool.
In Sing.
That's
he
sick.
Sang a song and he was like, him. And I hope I didn't make that up just now. Best production design goes to Wicked.
All right.
Okay. Best film editing went to Anora. Best makeup and hairstyling between Wicked, Nosferatu, Emilia Perez, A Different Man, and The Substance.
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 Nice.
Let's fucking go.
Okay, we have best original screenplay. That's between The Substance, September 5th, A Real Pain, The Brutalist, and Anora.
Substance.
Anora.
I didn't see Anora, so it's hard for me to.
It was good.
Loved
it. It's on my list, but
I think you should. I thought it was incredible, personally. Okay. Best costume design, Wicked. That
Ooh,
was again.
Wicked.
Boom. A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Gladiator 2, and Nosferatu. Did you watch Nosferatu?
I haven't. I'm
really?
Gonna. Yeah, I want to watch it.
Best cinematography
Ooh.
Between The Brutalist, Dune Part 2, Dune. Emilia Perez, Maria, and Nosferatu.
It's the Dune 2.
The Brutalist.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish I'd seen everything because then I could like accurately say.
Yeah.
I just watched the trailers. I get enough from the trailers.
Honestly, smart.
Okay, best director. The movies are, I'm not going to say the names, but the movies were Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Emilia Perez, and The Substance.
I'm hoping The Substance, but I know it's not that.
Anora.
Anora.
Mm-hmm.
Anora. Damn, she's sweet.
Okay, here we go. We're getting into the big ones. Best supporting actress.
Ooh.
We've got Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez, Monica Barbaro, A Complete Unknown, Ariana Grande, Wicked, Felicity Jones, Zoe. The Brutalist, Isabella Rossellini, Conclave.
Zoe.
It's going to be Zoe. She is great.
Zoe won.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know she's how good she could sing. Even her Spanish, like every, I was blown away. Like
she's
obviously,
very
she's
talented.
She's very, yeah.
She's like, she's one of the best actresses of our time. She's incredible.
But Gamora. I feel like people, and also, Avatar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I feel like people. I feel like we all put her in a box. Like we don't really think of her as like an A-list celebrity. But when you really look at everything she's done, she's done insane. Such different things and like kills all of them.
Colombiana.
I love that. Was the first time I saw her as Colombiana.
Guardians.
She doesn't get enough credit.
I agree.
Underrated.
I think she should be one of the top, like, highest paid actresses. Like, she just kills at any role that she gets.
I feel like she might be, though. I mean, she's in, like, these huge, huge
blockbusters. Well, I mean, her rate just went a lot higher now.
True. Okay, best supporting actor. We have Kieran Culkin.
Ooh.
For A Real Pain, Yura Borisov for Anora. Oh, I loved him. Edward Norton, A Complete Unknown. Guy Pearce, The Brutalist, and Jeremy Strong, The Apprentice.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Like, I don't know.
I thought it was interesting too. Kieran Culkin and Jeremy Strong were against each other and they both were in.
Yeah. Who won?
Kieran Culkin.
God,
and I just
he's
saw
amazing.
A really interesting TikTok about A Real Pain before coming here, and they were saying that you know who directed it? Jesse Eisenberg from Social Network. And he was saying that Emma Stone was like a producer on the movie, and a couple weeks before they were supposed to film, Kieran Culkin tried to pull out. And he was like literally coming back to LA with his family. And Emma Stone got on a plane, flew him back to Poland or something where they were filming. And she literally like took a photo like in the airport. Like he literally said like as almost like proof of life. Like I got him back, like the movie's back on.
Wow.
But he tried to pull out and he won.
Wow.
Okay. Best actor, Adrian Brody, The Brutalist, Timothy Chalamet, A Complete Unknown. That's the Bob Dylan movie.
Yeah, sorry.
I didn't know that's what it was called the whole time. Coleman Domingo for Sing Sing, Ralph Fiennes for Conclave, and Sebastian Stan for The Apprentice.
Love Sebastian Stan.
No, it's going to be the first Adrian.
The Brutalist, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
He's great.
We're at the top. Really, best actress. We have Mikey Madison for Anora, Cynthia Erivo for Wicked, Carla Sofia Gascon for Emilia Perez, Demi Moore, The Substance, Fernando Torres, I'm Still Here.
First one.
Mikey Madison for Anora.
I feel like it's because it's a musical. I feel like so many people don't care for musicals, but like that's so fucked because like
it should be its own thing.
It should be, yeah.
I know for Tony's though, like even actually I remember seeing, I have a lot of fun facts up in this brain.
You do.
My God.
Yeah, good
something
job,
like
man.
Where you can't qualify for a Tony, like Wicked can't qualify because of like something, even though it's like obviously so big. So there's like a lot of rules. So I don't know. But okay. Oh, last one. Best Picture.
Here we go.
We have Wicked, The Substance, Nickel Boys, I'm Still Here, Emilia Perez, Dune Part 2, Conclave, A Complete Unknown, The Brutalist, and
that's
Anora.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Best Picture, big one.
Dune.
Anora keeps winning.
I want The Substance.
Yeah.
And I know it's not The Substance.
I know it's not Wicked.
It's probably going to be like Dune 2.
Anora.
I gotta see what this movie is.
I know.
Literally,
I watched it. I liked it. I'm just surprised. Best Picture.
What was that one about?
Ugh, it's so
it's,
good.
She is a robot.
She's a stripper, and she meets this guy that comes in for a dance. Who's like a really. His dad is this really really rich Russian. Yeah, Russian.
Yeah.
Like oligarch. And basically, they get married, and then it's like a whole following of that. So, like, half of the movie is like very like in the strip club. It's like lights. It's beautifully shot. It's like colors and Vegas
great,
and like
great
money and
yeah.
all these things. And then the other half is like the fallout from the marriage and like the parents getting involved and all this
got
stuff.
It,
and I thought it was great.
Yeah, no, it was.
Fun story.
Yeah. And I just thought the substance was much better.
I think the storyline of that is really good.
I just thought it was so like original and fucking
very
sick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's, I feel like that's what I thought Best Picture was, when something is like so fucking like original.
Even like, yeah. So beautifully shot too.
It just made me feel something. I've okay. never like thought about a movie for a long time after.
It was a really cool idea, especially because it was so out of the box.
Yeah, exactly.
Very out of the box. There's like a 20-minute documentary on YouTube from the director.
No way, about the movie?
Watch.
Oh my God, I'm going to watch it.
She talks through like the casting process, and like see them filming. Like they literally show when, is it Sue? Margot Qualley's body is like, or Demi, one of them is on the ground, and like how they made the fake body, and it's people underneath the floor punching it up.
Wow.
Like with their face.
Wait,
it.
Oh my God, I want to watch
it. It was really
it.
Cool. You guys should watch
it. You should
that.
Watch it. I will. It's like really original. Like you watch it, like, wow.
It's also okay. not that gross.
Okay. Yeah, no,
everyone
it wasn't.
Being like,
yeah,
it's
people
disgusting.
Were like,
it's, I was like, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not bad okay. at all.
Exciting. It's award season's over.
Oh, it's been over for 2 weeks.
It's oh, over. Yeah, it's over.
It's over. Guys, you probably are hearing the Oscar nominees and the winners for the first time here.
I know, right? The exclusive.
People
are
like, exclusive. We know.
We get it, yeah.
Just you're like going out. Through the nominees.
I know, I'm sorry.
Like,
whatever. It's fine, guys.
It's exciting.
Yeah, we're excited. It's happening okay. right now.
I also forgot. I asked Cal to go golfing. And aww. Then it hit me right after I sent the text. I was like, oh my gosh, his foot. And then he was like, I wish I could. I was like, oh my gosh.
He's got only a couple more weeks.
That's what he was saying. He was
yeah.
like.
That's a good first sport
sweet.
To do.
Yeah, I didn't know if it'd be too hard on
yes.
his foot.
Yes.
But he was like, yeah, I don't want to risk anything, especially like aww. About to get married. And I was like, no, I totally understand.
He swings the club on his
me
foot.
Me while he's texting.
So you're going to go? You're really going to go golfing?
What do we say about sports?
Golfing is fine. Golfing is fine.
He runs over his leg with a golf cart?
I would not put it past him. Love him so much. I would not
love that man
him.
To death. You wouldn't catch me dead talking
mm-mm.
shit about that stupid
catch
bitch.
Me dead. Talking shit about that stupid bitch.
Well, again, make sure to check out our Patreon. Patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered. We have a lot of good videos up right now and a lot more coming out that you're not going to want to miss. It's an amazing time. The critics are raving.
They really
we're nominated
are.
Nominated
like
for
best,
best
picture,
Patreon.
Best cinematography, picture. Best editing, best directing, best
yes.
score.
Best cast.
And it's mm-hmm. all done in-house, baby. The team is all here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right mm-hmm. here.
We all win Oscars. Mm-hmm.
And if you've made it to the end, let me know any other smut recommendations you have.
Ah! Oh, the switch up is quiz. She said, I forgot about today. Forgot about Sunday.
All right. Well, we love you guys so much. And thank you again for watching. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, our little smutters.
Bye, little smutters.
Little smutters.
Nuts.
Smutter butter.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.